got there. Him and that boy was together. And the horse taking the sick right in front of Mr. and died. That man cried like a child. That was a fine horse. Used to make money off it too. Got horse Rizzo. But if he'd get out, he'd fight everything in that yard. Fight them horse if mule ain't got show. Kick, bite, paw, do everything.
You used to, when you got gravel roads, you had to nail.
Well, you had to put a horseshoe under that.
In there what?
You nailed it? In their hoop.
Yeah.
You see, you trimmed that hoop. Good.
You trimmed all four.
Some of them trimmed four, some, but he used to trim all four.
Four what? All four hoops?
All four hoops. And this man up there, Mr. Maju, Papa, grandpapa, had a blacksmith shop at that Woodman Hall. He used to do that. He'd get between them horses' legs, and with that shop, some kind of instrument, he'd cut that thing around, and he'd take a file, you know, and file it down.
Yeah.
And then he'd fit that horseshoe on that, he nailed it. Then he'd take a file and file it, be just as round as a dollar. Then the gravel ain't got nothing to do with you then. You had to do it for that gravel. The gravel getting between that hoop and that other thing down there, and the horse would limp it. You had to do that.
Now, when you got on a horse, you put your feet in the...
When you do what?
You put your feet in the what when you ride them?
In a stirrup.
And you held on to the...
You put your feet in the stirrup, and then you straddle that horse.
And you held on
and
to
then them. You get to the rein.
Yeah.
You see? Now you got to hold it. But why did you put your foot in that stirrup being good, that thing can make you hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Because I see old man Garcon got hit right there. Stirrup broke with him, you see? But outside that, everything's all right.
Mr. Henry, what did you say to your horse when you got on, when you wanted to go?
Just touch it with your heel. You have a spur. Some horses will stand it, some horses don't. Now, I know I found an old Yankee spur around the old blacksmith shop. And I fool around with that thing till I got it to work in a row. I went on in the field when my daddy was flying. I had that thing on my foot. Well, I never gave it a thought, so he was a man, he'd look up at the sun at the other time, and he'll tell you. I see you come and look up at the sun, he had to go early enough to feed that mule, you know, put out feed. He made a few rounds, he unbuckled and trace, hooked, he said, come on and ride. That's what I want that. And I went and got on that mule and spur, and that 4-foot bench there along that road. Well, mule was going, you know, tick, 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 tick. I stuck that mule with that spur. That mule stopped. He said, come up here, Luke, God damn, come up here. But he did, so I stuck that mule. When I got close to that little house at Duncan, that's what the deep part of that dish was. That mule told me my dad, it's way up in the ditch, John. You see, what the hell is the matter with that mule? He still didn't see that spur. So when I got on top of the bank, I was full of mud, grass, everything. He said, boy, you stuck that mule in mud. I saw that statue, he grabbed me. So Mr. Ben was coming. Mr. Ben said, what's the matter, mule? He said, why can't I look at his dad? He got on his foot. He said, God damn, you get going. You walk here. So I went through the field, you know, went on home, got home. I was all wet and muddy. My grandma said, what's the matter, Junior?